Leviticus 11:47, unclean and clean. I want to talk to you about how the Lord has made everything clean now because of grace through Jesus Christ. In the book of Leviticus chapter 11, we see rules and regulations given to the children of Israel regarding foods that are permitted and forbidden to eat. Sometimes reading through the Torah, which is the first five books of the Bible, all written by Moses, can be a little hard for us to understand today. Why? Because there are many rules and regulations that the Lord had initially instated to the children of Israel. For example, here in Leviticus chapter 11, the Lord lays out the laws on what can be eaten and what cannot be eaten. We're not going to look at such foods right now. You can read the chapter in its entirety by yourself. Rules are then given about not touching a dead animal. If you touch the carcass of an animal, you'd be considered unclean. So the question is, why did God instate all of these Old Testament rules and regulations? Well, it's not exactly 100% clear to me, but I believe that the main reasons why God would do such a thing is for us to learn to be able to distinguish between unclean and clean, and unholy and holy. Let's look at some scripture together here in Leviticus chapter 11. Please join me as we read verses 44 through 47. The Bible says, "For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore consecrate yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any creeping thing that creeps on the earth. For I am the Lord who brings you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy." Verse 47, to distinguish between the unclean and the clean, and between the animal that may be eaten and the animal that may not be eaten. Thus we see the Lord teaching his people how to distinguish between unclean and clean things. I personally do not believe that we are currently under these laws of not being able to eat certain animals. Since Jesus came, we are now under grace. Why do I say that? Because if you turn to the book of John chapter 1 and look at verse 17, the Bible says, "For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." All of these laws were under the old system, the old covenant, whereas now we're under the new covenant, which is grace, because of Jesus. Another scripture that we can look at that I believe confirms that we no longer need to be concerned about what animals we can and cannot eat is found in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Paul writes in verses 3 through 5, "Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer." I suppose the final point of this message is to step outside of church legalism, rules, regulations, and traditions. We are now under grace because of Jesus, and the Lord is getting ready to do something totally new and different that is going to rock the religious spirit that may be lingering in the church. Get ready for a wild ride in the Holy Spirit and throw out man's rules, regulations, and legalism. Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ? Dear Lord, thank you that we are no longer bound by rules and regulations, but you have released grace and truth through Jesus Christ. Please remove any religious spirit that may be lingering around me. I want freedom in you, not some man-made, watered-down religion, but I want to walk in the power and authority that you say I have found all throughout your scriptures. Totally rock me, Lord. May you be glorified. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.